Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic
and Jasmine.
Yeah, it's been a little while. It's been a month.
Yeah, it really has. The month has gone by so quickly.
I know.
And shout out to people that have been on our necks because it's really been making me laugh. You know, when I posted your picture for your birthday, someone was like, by the way, when are you coming back?
Oh, wow. Sorry, guys.
I was like, I hear it, yeah. But I did.
Thanks for posting that, by the way. That was well. Nice.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, I think we needed a break. We needed to like refresh.
Yeah. And guys, I lost my job. It's just we just had so much things going back and forth. Like it's just just life.
Life is life, thing for real. Yeah. So I think in the time that we've been away, sort of like world events have occurred, which have been extremely disturbing. And I think full disclosure, like, you know, we have been in a situation where we've been like, what is the right thing to say? I feel like from my point of view anyway, I've seen people speak out and lose their jobs. I've seen a lot of things that have genuinely scared me. But yeah, I think as an individual, like, I don't think we can comfortably just stay quiet on the issue and just like continue the episode as normal. Nothing's going on in the world. Yeah, everything is fine.
But thousands of
innocent people are being killed.
If you guys are thinking, oh gosh, what can I do? I feel like you're just one person, you know, in the UK, you feel like your voice isn't being heard. I've got a few links in my Instagram, one to Ceasefire. So, you know, something can be done. You know, there is like petitions, emailing your MPs, you know, you can use your voice in that way.
Yeah.
There's another link I have about like following what I said, like emailing your MP, not feeling that, because that's what their job is for. Their job is to listen to our inquiries, listen to our voices. And the more people to email MPs, they have no choice but to take this issue seriously. But yeah, I've put those links in my story, my Instagram bios. So hopefully that will help someone if they're not sure of what to do right now. But yeah.
Because I can imagine that the feeling of helplessness is insane right now.
And it's awful because you go about your daily life and, you know, granted, we don't have everything we want in life, but you watch the news and people are dying, kids are dying. It's graphic. It's awful. You kind of feel like, oh gosh, like this feels a bit dystopian. Like it doesn't feel real. Like it's, do you know what I mean? Like it's awful.
Yeah. And I think the biggest shame of it all is how, like, I feel like no lessons have been learned from the past. Like the previous wars that have happened or conflicts, and we feel like, okay, this is not going to happen again. We're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. And we're seeing time and time again, you know, nothing has been learned. But yeah, I am extremely, you know, I guess inspired by the people that do speak out, continue to speak out and use their platforms accordingly. But yeah, I mean, I just hope that all our listeners do your research, keep reading, you know, have discernment about the stuff that you do take in. And yeah, I guess just, yeah, keep yourself knowledgeable. That's all I can say, really. Yeah. Okay. It's kind of like, it feels so
how
weird
do you
to
move
like,
on from that?
Yeah. How do you begin the
have an
podcast?
Episode.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I hope you guys understand like where we are and, you know, all of that stuff. But yeah, we will continue to be the pod that you love and follow. So yeah, a topic that I wanted to talk about, it's kind of again podcast related, but what's her name, B Simone's podcast, they are ending or have ended recently. And what I saw, I think you sent it to me, was a video of them talking about like going to therapy as a friend, as a friendship.
Oh yeah, do you know what, Jasmine?
And I thought that was so interesting.
I do this thing, Jasmine, where I watch 1 second of a video and I send it to you. So then I don't finish. I think I finished that video. Oh my god, what was it? But so they went therapy as a duo, as
yes,
a friendship reason.
So I think like maybe they had a falling out. I don't think they explained why they fell out, but they were sort of, according to the person that listened to the whole episode, they were like, they felt that at some point it turned into a conversation that the public shouldn't have been aware of. So it's like, yeah, so they really went in and like apparently they were like, they went to therapy or they were considering going to therapy or they had one therapy lesson, I don't know what it was, but session, sorry. And I was just like, that's so interesting, because obviously we've heard about obviously therapy for individuals, therapy for families, therapy for couples, but I've never seen therapy for a friendship.
No, I wonder if that's a thing, maybe therapy for like business partners in that sense, especially ones that form from friendships, like you start off as friends or even best friends, you know, very, very close, and that relationship is so concrete, and then you put an element of business on top of it. How does that crack it, or how does that change that friendship, or do you know what I mean? Like is your conversations, like with me and Jasmine, I try not to make all our conversations about the podcast.
Because
I noticed there was a time where it was, and I was like, this isn't like this is like my sis. Like, why are we're not even talking about memes or anything. Like, we're not talking about funny things like how we used to. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, why?
Yeah.
And even sometimes I'm like, oh, I told Jasmine on the podcast, but it's like, sometimes I'd rather tell you on voice notes sometimes, because I'm just like, no, like, this is like my friend for life. Like, this is someone I hold really dear. Like, it's not a friendship. Like, I don't want you guys to think the pod's ending or nothing, but I just always think to myself, like, if anything happened to the podcast, me, like, you guys might even think, oh, they're just lazy, because you might even just still see me and Jasmine still chilling. Do you know what I mean?
That's
you might
a joke.
Think, so you not might think, oh,
they'll see us together and think, so they couldn't pod.
So they can't pod. Maybe. It might be like that, because Jasmine's a friend. Like, I would, if Jasmine messaged me like, oh, Vic, I don't want to be a friend, I'm going to her house, I'm going to get Uber and like literally be like, okay, you have to tell me the reasons.
Yeah, and this is real life.
It's real life, bro. So maybe that's probably what they're thinking, like, oh, you know, they're trying to mend that, you know, keep that friendship.
But apparently they've like unfollowed each other and everything now. I think it's a proper fallout. I know. But yeah, it is difficult. And I think, like you said, like, there was probably a very long time that, most of our messages were about the pod. Oh, should we do this? Should we do that? What are you thinking about this? What are you thinking about that? And yeah, I think definitely maybe in like the past year or maybe even a bit more, like there's been like a shift, which I've really appreciated, because I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, we really were like just business at the forefront for a long time. I think what I was trying to say was that, do you feel like therapy for friendships should be normalized? Because I don't know, I'm not going to lie, I was thinking a bit, maybe I'm problematic, but I was thinking, if I need to go therapy for our friendship, then maybe it's not by force. Like, maybe
Yeah.
we don't need to be friends. But then it's like, couldn't that be said about,
Relationships.
yeah.
It depends. It really depends because sometimes when you hear people talk about their friendship breakups, it's like, oh, she stole my man, or she was going after the guy I fancied. Me personally, I don't know how I'm coming back from that. Because already I think that you are a witch, or I think that you have some sort of jealousy or enviousness towards me. How do you fix that? Sometimes I don't think people are fixable. So, for example, it's like, I mean, I don't know, I could be wrong, but it's some people go to therapy because the man cheats. It's like, how do you open his eyes to be like, do you know what I mean? Like, how do you open his eyes but don't do this again? And then, okay, and then do you know what? It might piss me off because you go to therapy and now he's saying, oh yeah, because when I was younger I had this trauma, and excuse, I don't have trauma too. Like, I
Me
have trauma.
too.
No, I don't think I could even listen. I don't think I could even respect it. I don't think I could respect it. I don't think I could.
Nice, so true.
But I'm trying to think, maybe the therapy thing really does work when it's the business element on top, because it's like, it's trying to sort out how that works. But then rich people, they're so lucky because you can just get social media manager, podcast manager. You can get people to
Facts,
take
facts, facts,
the
facts.
elements away from you. You can just get the people to take that, to make you are the talent. Like, I think me and Jasmine would enjoy the podcast way more. We still do. If we were just front-facing talent, like someone sorts our business deals, someone sorts like uploading a podcast, someone sorts our social media, like posting snippets, we would enjoy it because it means that, because we have, I was going to say we have full-time jobs, I don't, but we.
Sorry. Why did you have to laugh?
Literally, anyways, let me not. Anyways, when we both had full-time jobs, it was like, okay, working time 9 to 5. The jobs me and Jasmine were working, it weren't like, oh, you know, I'm working from home, I can quickly do a 2 hour bus out, socials for the pod. It's you're working for your money. So where's the time spent? Sorry, not to complain, guys, we're not complaining, but I'm just saying, like, when I see people complain, it's like, but you
It's
have
not
the money
easy.
to
Make it as easy as
delegate.
possible.
Yeah, you have the money. I wonder, maybe the therapist said that, I don't know. But maybe again, maybe the stuff they were talking about were completely different. Maybe it was something like, one person didn't want to be like one person's therapist. Maybe they were tired of, that imbalance. I have no idea. But should friendships go to therapy? Ugh. I don't know, Jasmine. I don't know. I'm leaning on no, I think, right
Yeah,
now.
same. Because I'm kind of like you said, I think if there's like an end goal, so for example, your friendship might be falling apart, but you do have, like you said, the business element of it. It's like you're trying to save, you're working towards still continuing to have a successful business, or working towards having the business not impact your friendship. Like that, I completely understand. But if it's a case of like regular degla, oh, my friend didn't make it to my birthday, so and we're having issues, like stuff like that, and you feel like you need to go to therapy for it, I'm kind of like, that's interesting. Maybe, like, I feel like maybe our friendship's sort of like that kind of relationship where it's okay to outgrow it and just like
Maybe.
call bygones bygones. I don't know.
But sometimes I feel like, what differences are there really? For example, I feel like sometimes people, they want their friends to be a particular way. So for example, let's say, you know how you have those friends who are like, when it's my birthday, we need to go on holiday, you need to pay this, those kind of people. The way I see it now in life is like, that's them. And you've gone into that friendship knowing that that is a high maintenance person. You could either save for it, or you could even be like, I'm not going to be involved. But then kind of accept, which is sad, that this friendship she may get mad. Now, what I'm trying to say is people are different. Do you got me? Like, I feel like friendships are interesting because the person is not going to always be like you. They're not always. For
It's
example,
facts.
you may have a friend who's a bit more flashy, or a bit more kind of like, rather reserved, like keep their money and like not spend a lot. I don't know. When you're in a relationship, you need to have that balance because you're building together. So if your man's kind of like, nah, I'm gonna get X5, but both of you on 25K,
Didn't you say houseway?
exactly, because it's not making sense. That's when you need to go therapy, because it's like, oh shit, he might have financial issues. Like, he's not financially, I don't want to say literate, because I feel like that word kind of makes people feel like people are dumb. But sometimes you don't have that education. Like, okay, yes, you've got a bit of a pay rise. Maybe, okay, yeah, maybe you're in 32K, but maybe cool down right now. Don't get, we're still both on the basic tax bracket. Don't get the brand new, don't get a 23 or 20, 22 plate just yet. But I feel like when it's friendships, if your friend wants to do X, Y, and Z, you take them to therapy to be like, oh, all she wants to do is spend all this money and I can't afford it. It's the therapist might say maybe part ways or do things, activities that aren't. I don't know. It's very different. I think when you're in a relationship, you're both under one house. When you're in a friendship, you really are. Someone said it on TikTok. You're living when you meet up. You when you meet up and catch up, you're catching up on each other's lives.
This is it. That's exactly it. It's kind of like you when you are in a friendship, you lead separate lives kind of regardless, and then obviously you choose to come together. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah,
I feel like
definitely.
it kind of
But
but
I think in friendships, everybody, like when I look at all my friends, we're all quite common. We have a lot in common. But we have some small differences. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, maybe, okay, for take me and Jasmine. Jasmine may go on holiday a lot. I might not. That doesn't mean that I think Jasmine's like, do you know what I mean? But I don't know how to describe it. But it's crazy, because whenever my friends do things, I'm like, oh, I get why they've done that. For example, I may not go on holiday a lot, but that doesn't mean I disapprove of what Jasmine's done. When I look at it, especially when you have all the information in front of you, I know that Jasmine was like, J listen, I want to enjoy my life this year. And even I was like, no, fuck it. I think you really, really should. I think you deserve to do this. Do you get what I mean? It's like, I really can't explain. And even when you have a friend who's like, oh, I want to go on these flashy holidays, I want to do this, I want to go to this restaurant. But then maybe you might have seen that, okay, they come from like a working class background, they want to enjoy themselves a little bit more, or that's what they really like in life. That's what really makes them happy. Sometimes they're like, do you know what? They should do it. They like that. I don't really like fine dining that much, but they like it, so I'm here for it. I don't know. I think sometimes people want to control their friends a little bit and kind of be like, well, I'm doing
I
this,
want them
you
to
must
be on what I'm on.
Yeah. You must be. But sometimes, guys, your friend might be driving 23 plate. You're not. That's no bearing on you. I don't know why I'm focusing on cars. I'm trying to think. Or they may have.
But you know what I do as well? I'm like, that car is my car too. That's what
You're
I
sick.
do. Like when Vic bought, I was like, yeah, that's my house too.
I think you did say that. You're like, what did you say? We bought a house. Fairs, man. Fairs. I hear it. But at the
But I
same
think,
time,
yeah, go
no, go
on.
on, Jess.
So
Go on, Jess.
no, I was just gonna say like the same way you're saying you have an appreciation for the decisions that your friends make and this, that, and the other, and we're all different. It's like I think it kind of can cross over as well, because the same way obviously you saw me enjoying and blah 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 blah, I saw you like saving and about to buy a house, and I was like, oh sh like I was like, oh shit, like maybe it did make me feel like, oh, maybe like I wish I was doing that as well. Does that make sense? So it's
Yeah,
kind of like,
but it's situational.
it
Because, like,
is.
for example, you have your flat and it's an amazing flat. But like, I was at my parents, and do you know what I mean? It's like it's situational. So I might look to you and be like, oh, Jasmine has such a lovely flat. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, and it's like in the heart of London, easy commute. But you're looking. It's like we all look at each other and think, oh, but you know my backstory. That's why when I bought, you were like, nah, Vic, like, this has really happened.
I
Because
get it.
it wasn't like, not even just bought. Let's take buying out of the situation. When I moved out, you were like, nah, Vic, this is crazy. I think you would have felt the same way if I rented. Because you knew the backstory. You
For
knew
real.
how it's like, how living at my parents. I love my parents dearly and I love my family, but it was like, this is getting mad. But then I wonder why we don't have that same compassion, maybe in a relationship. But for me, it's kind of like we're in the same roof. So it's like, if anything, if one partner is spending like a crazy person, and then the other is spending frugal. The thing is, you share your finance, especially when you get married. So that means No, go on, Jazz.
Oh, sorry, go on, Vic. No, I was just going to say, I think that's what the... I think that's the difference when it comes to relationships, because in some sort of way, shape or form, you do have to be on the same page.
Mm.
It's like you have to... like you, for example, you can't want to save to buy a bigger house and then your partner's there saying, I want to get a 23 plate X5. Do you know what I mean? Like,
hey,
you have
23. I didn't even want to manage 20.
This is it. This is it. Like, you have to, there's some sort of way, shape, or form where you have to actually decide this is what we're going to do together. Because other things you can manage. Like, if you, let's say, for example, you are both in the house, you're both earning, let's say, 50K each. You're like you have a comfortable disposable income, and then your partner says, I actually want to treat myself and get this car, and it doesn't impact the household. I think then you're like, okay, you know, like do what you got to do. But I feel like when you're in a space where you don't necessarily have that, it does need to be more of a conversation and be like, wait, let's actually talk about this and decide whether this makes sense.
And I think that's where, like, contentment and, like, what other words am I thinking? That's where, like, resentment is not contentment, sorry, resentment. Because if we're both on 25K and you've got a brand new car.
Yeah.
You've got the brand new 23 plate. Now, I'm not able to get that, because then we'll definitely be in minus.
This is it, yeah.
And I'm having to maybe even add more to the plate.
Mm.
I will get, resentment will build up 1,000%.
Yeah. And then, you know, when they say in a few months' time, oh, the car, the tires, they need replacing.
Yeah.
You're going to scream.
Especially with them new ones, boy. Especially with them Germans. Jesus, them German cars. Hey.
It's no joke. There was a time, yeah, I replaced all the tires on my car and it came up to £600.
Stop it right now. Do you know how much the Nissan?
£600.
Stop it.
So when people were saying to me, oh, when are you going on your next holiday? Do you know, I wanted to fight them.
No, stop
it. Like, you don't know the demons I've battled.
Stop it. £600.
Yeah.
Do you know the Nissan was 80?
Yeah. Even when I had, like, the car before, the Mini, to replace one tyre, I think the guy charged me, like, £30. It was, like, something ridiculous.
£600?
Each tire was £150.
I think they see these new cars and they think money.
Because he said, "Oh, your," he said, "your wheel is not the standard wheel, so we're gonna have to order it in."
Yeah, that's what
he said. £150 each.
Jeez.
I said it's well.
And you can't. What can you do? You have to pay it. Well. You have to pay it.
You have to pay it. MOT's coming up. You have to pay it.
You have to pay it. Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't even upset you guys. My car broke down, so I'm no longer I'm carless. That carless life. Do you know what it reminds me of? That one day we went to. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, yeah.
I actually spoke to Tosin about, because Tosin, you know, car insurance like has gone crazy, so she's walking a little bit right now. And we were talking about, and I said, I remember a day when Jasmine did something that. I call her a champion for this day. And I said to Tosin, you know, the Jasmine didn't complain that day. You know, she didn't complain. It was me complaining. If you guys don't know, Jasmine went to King's Cross. So no, let me tell you the story. Jasmine came back from work, got her daughter, took her daughter to her sisters in another county even. Then went all the way to King's Cross to meet me for a business meeting. Then went all the way back to sisters in another county. Then went all the way back, public transport, mind you, went all the way back home to her home. Guys, can we do the trips? And I was complaining from just going from, where did I go? I think it was in East, where was I that day? No, oddly enough, I actually think I was in, I was in East London. I was in East London and then I went to King's Cross and I went back home. I was like, oh, this commute's long. But then when Justin told me, I said, having a car is no. And the thing is,
yeah,
I feel bad complaining because, like, I feel like, oh, you know, this is this guys. Nah, fuck it. Let's be real because this is my podcast. Let me be real.
Yeah,
I don't know how people do it. Especially if you live outside of London. I don't know how people do. This is not the life for me. I can't. I.
But cannot. Vic, do you know what's crazy? Like, you. This was you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you were.
No,
you.
No, no. It was. You know it was. I mean? It was to a degree. Because yeah. You know me. My parents' house was 3 minutes from 2 minutes from the station, Jazz.
Yeah, it was.
And other things was. I used to. No, you're right. It was me. Because I used to walk to the gym 30 minutes. But there were things I weren't doing. For example, yeah. I was thinking, if I was to move into this home with no car, how?
Mm.
I'll just be relying on people, and I don't really like doing that. Do you know when it finished me? It's the food shop. It's the...
Yeah, food shopping without a car. Oh, my gosh.
And you know...
I'm not going to say the thoughts it can make you have.
Jasmine, how are you doing it? No, I can't. Jasmine, I can't do it. That's about old woman's the granny wheeler, the trolley.
Yeah, I've bought a trolley. I've got a trolley now. I've got a grandma's trolley.
Jasmine, just 2 months tops. I can't do this. I can't do this. So that was frustrating me. And I nearly cried in the rain one day, and I was like, I can't do this. This is fucking awful.
Mm.
Then, because the shop's like 20 minutes away, 20-minute walk. So I'm getting my steps in. Cool. I want to be a skinny legend before my holiday. Cool. It's helping. What's finishing me was planning the birthday. I said, oh my God, I have regrets. And you know how everything is in different stores, different stores, different stores, different stores.
Yep.
You go into Card Factory, they don't have confetti.
Yep.
You go into Asda, they don't have, all the drinks are stupid price. You go into Lidl, they have all the drinks, but they don't have all the food. So you go into all these shops.
And I'm not being funny, but Lidl's and Aldi's are always in the weirdest of places. Yes, not even to be rude, but
motorway. Motorway place. So you're walking on the motorway on the high street with a trolley. I can't do it. I don't know if it's because of these 2 weeks planning my birthday dinner that's made me think I can't. Maybe I'll go back to normal life and be like, okay, maybe I can endure. No way. No, there's no way.
No, absolutely. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, the year, I think it's now coming up to like 2 years of not having my car. So there was like a year where it was like in the mechanics for like 10 months. It was in the mechanic. Didn't have access to it. Obviously, I wasn't driving or whatever, which was difficult, but I knew the reasons why. That was what was getting me there. And obviously now I feel like I'm kind of used. I'm still used to not having a car, but it's the odd moments. So it's the odd days where I'm like, fucking hell, I'll give anything to have a car right now. Like, obviously, even just like going to your house, because our houses are literally a 15-minute drive away from each other, but by public transport? Excuse me. And then obviously food shopping as well. Like you said, there's bits you want to get from Lidl. There's bits you want to get from Asda, and there's bits that are cheaper in Tesco. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, I want to go to all these places, and if I had a car, I could do it all within like half an hour.
A day? Oh, Jasmine, that's even worse. Because when I was walking to get my lashes done, I had to go to IKEA afterwards to get some fake flowers for the table. I was just thinking to myself, I could have done all the birthday prep that I had done in 2 weeks in one day.
Yeah.
If I woke up early at 9, I would have had it all done max 2 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, you have to be grateful in life. Like, I just have to think, let me just be grateful that I experienced what I experienced with this car, because life was really good. I was really traveling. It's like what you said, like, you go to Sainsbury's and you're like, oh, they don't have Maggie cubes. Okay, I'll go Grays. Yeah. I'll go to the next town and get some Maggie cubes.
I'm sorry, but do you know, like, I don't think anyone really understands. I know, obviously, people that haven't driven or haven't had a car before, you're probably listening to us and thinking we're tapped. But I think if you have had a car and then you experience not having that car, it's like you've been changed. You're a changed person.
Yeah, you've been changed.
Because if you go to a shop expecting to buy something and it's out of stock, when you've made your way to that shop, you could cry, like you could genuinely cry.
You could. And that's what was even finishing me. So when I was walking, because do you know where I walked from my house? Do you know where the gym was? That time when me and Tosin took pictures, do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you know across it there's a Tesco?
Yeah.
So I walked from my house to that Tesco, to get like what's it? Syrup for the drinks I was making. And when I got there, the syrup was sold out.
No, man.
So
people will never understand.
And you know
just
what?
what?
You know what's finishing me? The sweat. I sweat so much walking. And you know what's even finishing me as well? When you get to the destination, you think, should I get an Uber? It's like Uber. Okay, Uber might be £10, but you're like, no. Let me film. When you're walking, you're sweating, you're tired, your legs, you're on a stop. This ain't for me. Because on an average day, I'm doing 10,000 steps. I'm clocking 10,000 steps, 10,000 every day. When I went on holiday, I said, I'm not walking more than 5,000 steps. Once it hits 5,000, I'm resting my leg. How can I do 10,000 steps on a normal day?
Yeah, no, man. I'm not going to lie.
No gym!
The car-free life is crazy. Yeah, not having a car stopped me from going to the gym for a long time. A long time. Because my gym was a 45-minute journey on public transport. I said, all right, cool. If I was driving, I could get here in 10 minutes. But on public transport, it's 45 minutes.
That's what I was
saying. One way, by the way.
One way? No. No. Because then, imagine what a walk is like. Walk is must be double.
Yeah.
That's why I was so happy when you lot were enjoying the sushi. Because I said, if you knew how the lengths I had to go to get that sushi. On a normal day, yeah, 7 minute drive.
That sushi was amazing.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear.
Even your birthday, like your birthday as a whole was amazing. You did so well.
Thank you. Thank you. I was feeling like, oh my God, am I missing things? But then I was just like, no, just calm down. It's fine. Like when you came in and you, because Jasmine was like the first, actually my friend Rosalind came first because she helped me set up because she couldn't come. So she helped me and she was like, no, this is really, really nice. And then Jasmine came early and she was like, no, this is nice. And I felt so settled. I was like, okay. Okay. I felt like, okay, it's fine. Whatever will be, nice. Thank you, Jasmine.
At the end of the day, we're adults and we're all your friends. You know, like, I think if this was like a party you were throwing for strangers, it would be a different story. But we're adults, we're your friends. Like, you've genuinely had nothing to worry about. Like, we would have managed, even if you forgot the sushi. If you didn't have the sushi, we would have managed.
You wouldn't have known. Because nobody's going to come in and be like, oh, where's the sushi?
Yeah. No, it's true.
Do you know what I mean? But I just wanted all, like, my favourite things to be there. And, like, I wanted, like, everybody to experience something. Yeah. So, like, I knew sushi... Iki and Niv could have it. Like, I just wanted everybody to eat and everyone to like just feel like there's something for them. Because I hate when, you know, you're going to a party of like, let's say like your friends are Muslim, like they need halal food, or your friend's vegetarian and stuff, and they're just eating one thing.
Yeah.
I hate that. I'm just like, no, like I want you to eat like a variety of things. Try, you know, different things. But no, I was really, really happy. And like I really wanted people to take food home and take snacks home. But, yeah.
Indeed.
I'm done. But no, that was my best birthday ever. I was so happy. I was genuinely so happy.
I'm so glad because I know how like you were a bit anxious beforehand.
Yeah, I was.
No, you did really well.
I think I was anxious because of the planning. Like the planning was making me think, is this worth it? Like, because as I said before, Jasmine, when I was coming, I said, one day, Jasmine, I could have got up early on a Saturday. And with me, I confirm cues.
Yeah.
You don't want to queue long. I'll affirm it. I'll listen to a podcast. Fine, it's fine. But when you're walking A to B, you're walking on a highway with balloons and cake. On the highway. I'm too young for that.
Nah, man. Yeah, we need to set up a GoFundMe so we can get cars again.
Damn.
We're suffering. We're actually suffering.
Do you know what's so funny? When I lost my job, I was like, okay, that's cool. At least my car, I bought it outright and it's serving me. Because my aim was for my birthday or Christmas, I'm going to get a new car.
Yeah.
That was my aim. So when I lost my job, I said, and no, when my car broke down, I said, Carless and jobless. You can't write it.
Please, I don't want to laugh. But that's not going to be your, that's not going to be your destiny for long, Vic. It's not going to be your destiny for long, in Jesus' name.
I just felt like, but the thing is, yeah, I feel so bad complaining because I just feel like, it's like what you said, that was me before, I had no car. But I don't know if it's because I was so savvy with like, and again, I was spoilt. See, to be fair, when I was buying, I was like, or when I was looking in general, I was like, I can't live 10 more minutes from the station. I know me personally, I can't do it. Shout out to everyone who can, but because you know some people, they're like, oh, I live 15 minutes, so I'll just drive to the station. I know if you do that, then you have to think about, what if there's traffic going there? What if the machine's not working? What if there's no car space? You know, those little things that next thing you know, you've missed your destination.
The train,
But yeah. But then I think, have I spoilt myself? Because why am I going to get sushi in another town? I wasn't doing that when I wasn't walking. Or do you know what I'll do? Because you know, you have to be kind of savvy. You have to kind of be like, because this is what I used to do when I used to go get sushi from the other town. I'd be like, okay, so I need to go to Print. And I need to go to maybe do some errands for my mom, and I need to get my eyebrows done. So I need to have at least three things. And I'm like, okay, why don't I get sushi? Because the sushi place is like 15-minute walk from there. So do you know what I mean? Like you have to, but now when I have my car, my lunch break, I'll be like, okay, lunch break, cool. Let me just
Let me just do a quick drive. Yeah.
Crazy. Like I was spoiling myself, Jasmine. Do you know what? Let me even tell you, when I lost my job I was thinking, I can't sit here and be depressed, so let me do some stuffs. I used to do, I used to go to, drive to B&M, and just walk from B&M, go to, what's the other one? The Range.
Yeah.
I'm not buying anything, I just walk in there.
Just browsing,
Because I can drive. If I was to do that on a normal day, walk, don't ever think, so I'm going to walk 30 minutes just to walk into B&M.
Just to browse.
No, you don't have time to do that. It's time consuming as well. Because you think 30 minutes there, 30 minutes, about 1 hour.
It is. Yeah. Like, even, like, the other day, because obviously when you have, like, okay, there's being carless and there's being carless with a child. Hey.
Jasmine, that's what I said. You're a champion. You don't understand.
Whenever there's a motive and, like, I need to drop Kaya somewhere. So, like, I have a cousin that lives in Hertfordshire, So... it takes me an hour and a half on public transport to take Kaya to her house. And then back. So that's 3 hours of my time gone already. So if I'm going out.
What's the drive?
Six,
no, please.
The
no.
drive, if I tell you, you're going to vomit.
No, no, please.
If I tell you, you're going to vomit.
No, please.
30 minutes on a good day. 30 minutes on a good day. 45 minutes if there's a bit of traffic.
Oh, so my God.
I'm going out at 6 and I know it's going to take me like an hour and a half to like get ready and all of that stuff. That, you know, if you work your way backwards, that means 4:30. So if I want to drop Kyra off, I need to drop her off at 12, realistically. Drop her off at 12 if I'm going out at 6. That is the life I've been living.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to the motive. I'm so sorry.
Like, honestly, like, cars these days, they're a luxury. I'm not going to lie.
No, they actually are a luxury.
Even with the insurance and everything as well, like, the insurance that I've been quoted, obviously, I've been driving for, like, 10 years now. I have 8 years, no claims bonus. I'm being charged more insurance than I was when I was in my early 20s.
Wow.
Like, it's just not making sense.
Hmm.
It's not making sense. So, yeah, driving is a luxury.
No, it really is a luxury, but it's a luxury I'm going to take because I know that when I get my new car...
Absolutely.
I know they're going to say... Because right now it's like £100 a month for the insurance.
Mm.
So I know they're going to say 200. And unfortunately, I'm going to have to phone it. I have to find the money somehow. Yeah. But then it's making me so sad because I'm thinking, so how are we saving?
No, that's the thing. We can't save until our wages go up. Like, just as a country, like, everyone's wages need to go up.
But this is what I talked to you about the other day. So we I well, I can't even talk. I was listening to 90s Babies. Shout out to them. Think they're so cool, and like what they're doing is amazing. Love the brand they've built. And they were talking about their old salaries, and they were saying like they're on 80K. I was thinking, do you know in the UK, yeah, if you're on a certain salary, like let's say 30, 40, that kind of range, you have to work. No, I'm not saying they weren't working on 80, but the way they make you feel like, oh, you on the highest salary, or you are. No. No. Not the yep.
I think it's no, because I think I maybe I speak for a lot of millennials when I say this, but I feel duped. I feel like I was tricked because I went to uni. First of all, our lecturer was telling us you ain't gonna make no money doing
Yeah,
the course that I
she's
was
a 15K.
currently on. And I'm like, sorry, so I just got into 30 plus grand of debt for you to tell me I'm not gonna make no money. Dickheading. Let's just put that out there, what that does to a whole group of people. So she's done that, she said that. And obviously, I'm thinking, okay, so if I get on 30K, I'm good. I'm good. If I get on a
Even
30K
20.
salary, yeah, I'm good. To then enter the workforce and see that a lot of jobs, they want you to be a manager for 28K,
They do.
20, 28.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They
They
want
actually
to
do.
give you the responsibilities of three, four, sometimes even five people for 28K.
Yeah. And do you know what? Now I'm looking for jobs and I'm being given that kind of salary, like 20, 20K, tw no, 25, 28. Last week it was even 23.
And you
And
actually have skin in this game, Vic. Like,
I don't even know anymore.
you're not entry level, Vic.
But the thing is, yeah, you might dream of like, oh, dreaming of a 45, 50 salary. And you have to dream your dream. But the thing is, yeah. There's some people on 70, 80, 90, 95, 100. But I don't think they've been made to feel like you must work for the money. Do you get it? Like, I'm on TikTok and people are like, oh yeah, I'm in tech and I'm on 100K. In the UK, you know, mind you, and they're black too. So you're thinking, how did you? What am I doing wrong?
I don't know, Vic. You're not doing anything wrong. The job market in this country is just fucked.
I think I don't like how the job market is in the UK. They make you feel so bad. Like these recruiters have been making me feel so bad. Like I said to one, I was like, I don't think I can take a 28K job. And she was like, well, I think you're going to have to adjust your expectations.
Sorry?
Yeah, she said that, Jasmine.
No, she's sick. She's
She said
mad.
that. I was like,
She's absolutely mad.
I said, I've been working in the digital marketing space, like media space for like literally since I was like 20. She was like, yeah, I think you're going to have to adjust your expectations. I was like, wow. So then I'm really thinking, okay, maybe can I live on 28K? I'm really having to like really think about it. And what's crazy is I'm thinking, okay, if I do that, one thing about me, I don't have no shame. I'll go work at McDonald's. But guess what, guys? How can I work there if I don't have a car?
This is it. This is it. This is it. Because there was a time I was thinking about, oh, if let me get a second job so I
Yeah,
can
I was thinking that
try.
too.
Yeah. And first of all, these other places, there's vacancies in places like Lidl, Aldi, but do they want to take you on? Do they want to take you on with your
Yeah.
work experience?
Yeah.
No, they don't want to take you on.
And then you also feel a sense of guilt that you were taking this job when realistically it could go to someone who doesn't have your skill set, like who doesn't have your. So it's, and then it makes you feel like, are you greedy? But then I'm thinking, but if I'm on 28K, I'm gonna need to have another job. So I was thinking, there's 2 towns away from me. They've got night work from McDonald's. I was like, oh, I could easily do it. But to get there,
This is it.
not
You
even
need a
probably
car.
because it's I think the shift starts at like 2 a.m. because the McDonald's is 24/7. I was just thinking, so how am I gonna get there? My God.
Ah,
Oh
gosh,
guys, yeah,
something needs to
it's
change for real, for
crazy.
real, for real. No, something will happen.
I
In
don't know,
Jesus'
though.
name, it will.
I felt a little bit cursed.
God forbid. God forbid. No, that's not your destiny, Vic. I feel like we do go through like ups and downs, peaks and troughs. And I feel like this is just a trough for you. But your peak is coming. Like, it will get better.
I just feel like, why is God trying me like this? Like, why? Like, please, God, just allow me, please. Like,
I understand. I get it. But I promise you, things will get better. And I think it's literally just the market at the moment is just disgusting. And I know it doesn't help to like just be like, oh, it's just the way the job market is at the moment. But it's nothing to do with you. Do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to show you that it's nothing.
Yeah, thank you.
You're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. It's no, no, it's you're definitely right. And
violent.
The even the economy and everything, like it's but it can get to you can think, am I just a shit worker? Am
Oh,
I not good?
100%.
But I know the craziest thing is I work like a dog. One thing about me, and that's what I was really sad when my last job, like, I love when you work for somewhere where there's things laid out. This is your job, A, B, and C, D. You know, nowadays, jobs are like, oh, yeah, here's the job, you figure it out. No. Yeah. Tell me what to do so I can excel and show you that I'm fucking amazing at my job. And I was good at my job. And I worked like a dog. Like, I was working like a dog.
Please stop saying that.
No, but Jasmine, do you remember when I messaged you and I was like, Jazz, I am on the brinks of burnout.
Yeah. You were actually scaring me because I think there was times I was messaging you at like 10 p.m., like in the evening, and you were like, I'm still working. I said, Vic, this is not normal. You're working for your weekends.
I know, but I knew it was momentarily. And I knew that, how naive, I thought I was going to get a pay rise.
Oh my gosh.
Honestly,
nah.
Well, that's what I'm judging. So it's like, if you don't work like a dog, then I don't know. I don't. All I'm begging God for, I'm not even asking for the highest salary. I mean, do you know when I saw my hairdresser this? She was like, you need to change your prayer. She's like, you need to ask for the highest salary. But I just feel like nowadays, I don't, because I don't want to be a target. Because I'm even scared. If I was on 80, 100, they'll say, this girl, she needs to go.
No, but the thing is, Vic, I feel like from your experience, you've seen that it doesn't matter. You might as well be on the 80K and you're still a target because, you know, even on less than that, you're still a target. I don't want to say target in that way, but it doesn't make a difference to these companies. If they want to do redundancies or whatever, they're going to use whatever criteria fits them at the time. Do you know what I mean? So you might as well aim as high as you can.
But do you know what? It's like it's the anxiety of that, because I feel like now I have anxiety with work forever now. I will. So I don't know. I don't know. And the hilarious thing is I can't go freelance because there's no money in it anymore.
Oh,
not to scare
gosh.
Anybody that's thinking about it, but it's not reliable. There's not like where I'm freelancing at the moment somewhere, and I really enjoy it, but the money is coming in 60 days.
What? Sorry. So what are you supposed to do?
I'm scared. Guys,
that also needs an overhaul. I'm not gonna,
no, it's an American business, that's why.
There needs to be reform on this.
It's American.
On and freelancer pay.
Yeah, you guys maybe listen to this and think, oh, you know, Vic jokes a lot. No, because this is real fucking life. I'm so scared. Like, I'm literally trying to stop myself from crying, but I'm so fucking scared. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
It's crazy.
But the anxiety I have is like, okay, when's it going to happen again? Or, and it's like, one thing that's kind of like staying with me, well, I'm being really honest, I really want to have kids. And do you know what? Do you know what? We wanted to talk about kids. Maybe we should. Have you got much to do today, Jess?
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit longer on this episode. I want to talk about Halle Bailey, I hope I said her name right, and the whole hating kids thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember what we spoke about on voice notes?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, let's start off. So, I don't really talk about this often, but I really, really, really want kids. Really, really want kids. And the reason why I'm not, like, in the stages of, like, trying and stuff is because, like, money. I kind of want to be, like, settled in the sense of like, okay, I have this, my career is really stable, and you know, but I just feel like now I forever have this anxiety of like, what if the kid comes and I lose my job again? You know, all that. And it's like, and a lot of people, shout out to my friends, because a lot of them, like including Jasmine, have been like, you'll bounce back, you've done it before, you'll bounce back. But sometimes I have this fear like, okay, but how much can a person bounce back?
Yeah.
Maybe I won't this time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I won't. And that kind of scares me, because I don't want to let my child down and stuff like that. But anyways, I realize why I don't really talk publicly about wanting kids and like only telling like a certain amount of friends. Because I feel like right now it doesn't seem cool to want kids.
Yeah.
And like everybody can do whatever they fuck they want to do, but it just feels like even though we live in a freedom to want whatever you want, your choices are your choices. It feels like having kids or wanting kids particularly feels like quite a pick me thing.
Yeah.
It feels like you want to be a housewife or a pick me, or you're appeasing to a man by that. Do you get what I mean? And a lot of people are taking away the fact that it could be your particular choice.
Yeah.
You didn't just end up there because, you know, it's circumstantial. It's some people plan, like they're planned pregnancies. Do you know what I mean? Or even if they're not, some people, it may happen and they're like, no, I'm going through this. This is my joy. Yeah. This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But I feel like now we live in a generation where people just like, get rid of it. And I'm not, I don't have to say this because now it sounds like I'm against abortion or not. I'm for women doing whatever they want with their bodies and choosing the life they want. But I feel like when I saw with Abby Bailey, that whole thing, I feel like a lot of people are very much like, they're not considering the fact that maybe this is what she wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are struggling with the idea or concept that some people actually still want kids. Mm-hmm. Like I know, and not just that they want kids, but they might want kids young. And
yeah, that's, exactly.
That is absolutely okay. Mm-hmm. But it's like I don't know if nasty is the right word, but some of the stuff I've seen, I'm like, seeing this as a, how old is Halle Bailey? 23? 23-year-old woman who's pregnant. This is actually really nasty to see. People saying, your life is over. How could she want to do this? Da 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 da. I can't believe this. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, that is actually weird. Like, it's actually quite weird.
Some of you lot's mums had you at 23, maybe younger. So what now?
Yeah.
What are you saying about your mum?
Yeah.
I mean, some of you are ruthless and you would say, yeah, she ruined her life.
Yeah. But, no, I know. I think a lot of people genuinely say that. A lot of people would say that and feel like that's a normal thing to say.
Do you know what I want to say is, okay, 23, that's young. But it's not... It's not teenage pregnancy, guys. I know a lot of us like to do this funny thing where we say, oh, I'm 30, but really I'm 19. Wake up, you're an adult. Wake up, you're paying council tax. Oh, I'm still a small bean. I'm still 15. No, you're not. You're 32 and you're paying ground rent. Wake up. You're doing small bean. I'm a small baby. No, you're not. Grow up. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yes, 23 is young, but she's not. This is not classed as teen pregnancy. She's not 16.
Mm-hmm.
It's 23. Mm-hmm. It's not teen. This is an adult. Yeah. This is somebody with money or lots of money. Disney money.
And I think as well, like what we were also saying in the voice notes is like, there seems to be like just a general hatred for children in the world right now. I'm very confused by it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, Vic, you were talking about like, no, actually, I'll even observe from my own observation.
Yes.
People
yes,
have a lot more patience for animals.
Okay.
Animals, dogs.
Dogs.
People have a lot more patience for dogs and they're rubbish than kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a kid crying on the bus, or a kid wants to go up to someone and hold their hand out or give them something, people are kind of like, ugh, ugh, ugh. Oh, this kid did this. Oh, da, da, da. But a dog that's sniffing, smelling saliva all over your clothes.
You don't mind.
Yeah.
Like, why do people hate kids?
People hate them. And I was telling Jasmine about this article from The Cut, and it was like saying something along the lines of, can parents and childless people still be friends? And do you know what? It was really interesting to me because I know a lot of people, and I wonder if Jazz feels the same. When a lot of people have kids, they say that their friendships change. And like maybe they don't go out as much with people. They see that changing. But then I always felt like, I don't know if it's because I'm not as outgoing as a typical 30-year-old. So my friendships wouldn't be, for example, I'm not just friends with you because
wouldn't change that much.
Yeah, yeah. Or even like with Tossie, we only go out because we're only friends because, do you know what I mean? So I wouldn't even notice that change or that shift. But I think with other people, they may feel that. But I wondered, did you feel that, Jasmine? Did you feel like, oh wow, like I'm not seeing this person as much?
Do you know what? I feel like in a weird way, the time I had Kaya, there was already a lot of change happening regardless. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know, a lot of like the friends that I had, they were going off and kind of, they went to different unis, they went to, like, they were all at different stages of their lives. So that sort of changed regardless. And obviously, like you said, like, Ikra and Niv, they lived off campus. You lived on campus, but I wouldn't say you was like going out every single night from what I remember. Obviously, I lived off campus. So I didn't really have that sort of, oh, all my friends are going out and I'm, do you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like regardless, my situation started off different. But I do also feel like sometimes as parents, and I don't want to speak for everyone, but we do get lost in sort of like motherhood or parenthood. Because I know for a good like 2-3 years, I wasn't really focused on myself, if I'm honest. It took me a long time to get back to me. But I did have to eventually make like a conscious effort to like, okay, I want to go out again. I want to be a normal 20-something year old woman. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to, I wanted to make a conscious effort. But I do feel like it does depend on your friendship group. I feel like, yeah, if you have a friendship group that's always going out every weekend, they live in enjoyment, they live on, you know, being outside, having, even just having holidays, going on holidays all the time, this, that and the other, like girls' holidays, I mean, like it is going to be different for you because it's not going to be easy for you to just take 4 days off to go to Ibiza when you have a 1-year-old at home. Do you know what I mean? It's just not going to be that easy for you. That's the truth. That's just the truth of the matter. But yeah, I think you can, though, make an effort in other ways. Like, the be all and end all doesn't have to be the holidays.
Going out.
Like, just be intentional in your friendships in other ways.
But did you find it like kind of like, oh, I really want to see this person, can I bring Kaya in a stroller? Like, did you feel like, oh, can I do that? Or did you kind of feel like,
yeah, I'll be honest, I would always ask, like, I'll be like, oh, is it all right if I bring Kaya? And and obviously my friends ain't bitches, they're not gonna be like no but also I think I would subconsciously, that wouldn't always be the case. So sometimes I would just like make sure I had childcare for Kaya rather than asking the question. It would only be like a last resort if I had to bring Kaya. Oh yeah, is it all right if or I'm gonna have Kaya, is that, do you know what I mean? But yeah, I do unfortunately feel like there are some people though that would be like, I don't want you to bring your, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do,
or you, I feel do, the vibe. Did you feel the vibe?
Yeah, you'll feel the vibe, or maybe they will ask to see you less just because, you know, if I'm asking to meet you for lunch, yeah, I don't want to have your child. I do feel like that definitely happens. I don't feel like I can deny that happens. They might not say it, but
you feel it.
Yeah.
Also, did you feel people asking you less about your child? Like, do you kind of feel that? Do you kind of feel like, oh, this person, like, they never really speak to me about them, or they never really bring them up? Do you notice that? Or do you kind of like, am I just putting things in there?
No, I feel like it's probably the opposite, if anything. But again, I feel like it's because, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like it's because I have a solid friendship group. Like I feel like my friends are like good people, if that makes sense. Like I feel like if anything, they forgot about me. But
Which isn't good because I remember reading an article time ago about how a lot of mums, when they give birth, or even when it's their birthdays and they get presents, it's always for the kid.
can I say that's true? No, I don't think I can say that, but I can say that, yeah, there was a time where, yeah, I didn't really feel seen. I guess that's the best way to put it. Yeah, I didn't feel seen for a while. But I don't think that's just friendship groups. I think, unfortunately, it can even happen from family. Like, I think a lot of people are focused on the child, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, actually, it would be nice to have like a bit of help here. Do you know what I mean? Like I actually need a bit of TLC as well. And yeah,
Oh,
that
bless
often
you.
gets overlooked, I'm not gonna lie.
Wow. I remember this article, the article from the cut that I'm talking about, guys. So basically, this woman, she talks about the fact that she doesn't want children, and she talks about her friendships with her friends who have kids, and then she also interviews people. So that's the backstory of the article. There was one thing that kind of stayed with me. So she said, she was talking about someone she's friends with, and she said she would text the chat in a kind of like idle way, so she wouldn't really respond. However, she said her friend would respond to stuff in the chat with a photo of her child at a playground. And then the woman said, this is annoying at best, but it could feel also that Sasha has a specific grief that threatened to overwhelm her. I don't know what that means. But my thing is, I've seen that rhetoric of, oh, she's showing us a bit too many pictures of the child. And I've seen that a lot in this article. And I think there was one, someone quoted something like, I don't want to know about your child taking its first step. And I saw this as a TikTok rant. I don't know about your child taking its first step. I don't want to know. Don't always reply to me with a picture of your child. I don't know if it's because I have always kind of been like, I've always think cute kids are cute. And like, I've always felt that since I was like in my early 20s. So I remember when
But did you
my.
think this about dogs?
No, Jasmine. No, I don't
That's
think people
what
do. I
disturbs
don't
me.
think
Like,
so.
what is that about? That's so weird.
It's and I don't know if it does make me think. So what does this mean for like? However, there is a thing I do think people can. I saw another article and another TikTok rant about this again about people who don't have children and how sometimes it feels like when they want to celebrate their lives, they didn't really get too much. So let's say they moved into a new apartment. It's like no one's really going, yay. But it's like child's first birthday. Okay, we need to go and get a big present. Or, someone did. And the way now, the way so many pregnancy things, so now you've got a pregnancy announcement, then you're doing gender reveal with the cake, and you're doing gender reveal with like balloons and stuff. Now you're going to do another party. You're not going to. There's so many parties. But then when you're like single, childless, it's like, where is my celebration? So I get it from that end as well. But I do think it's
Yeah,
quite
definitely.
bizarre that your friend will be sending you a picture of their child and you're thinking, fuck that little hole. I couldn't. I'm more like, no, send me
Yeah, I
pictures. I want
find
to
that really,
see,
really weird.
people and like,
But I do you know what I think? Yeah, sorry for it. Go
No,
on.
go on, Jess.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that I think, unfortunately, you see kind of that conversation we were starting to have a bit earlier, like maybe some friends are for different things. And as sick as it sounds, but I feel like maybe there are some friends where they're not going to share that joy of you having your first child or whatever, this like the same way another friend would. Like, like some friends, they automatically start calling themselves auntie or godmom or whatever. And some friends are just not going to have that sort of, I guess, relationship with your child. And that's, I guess, okay. Maybe it's a part of life. Maybe that's anticipated. I have my own thoughts and feelings of that because I just find it really, really weird. Like, if my good friend has a child, that's almost like an extension of them. So it's like I automatically love that child because I love my friend. Does that make sense? So I do find it a bit weird that your good friend can be sharing pictures of their child and you're getting pissed off about it
Yeah,
or
thinking
saying, oh, this is,
fuck that hole.
yeah, this is a bit too, this is too much. I
But then
find
again,
that
is it because
really,
they based a
really.
friendship on going out or on a
This is
particular
it.
thing?
That's what I'm thinking. It's
So
like,
friendships might be a bit shallow.
yeah, the friendship must be shallow. It must be. That's the only thing I can think of.
But there was one good story on here about a guy who wanted to rekindle his friendship. I wanted to meet his old friend basically, and he was like, "I'll come to my house," but he's like, "I'm putting my child to bed." Then the child was awake, and then he was like, "Oh, the child and the uncle or the friend even were bonding," and he's like, "Oh, okay," and the friend was like, "Oh, I don't mind." So it's like it's not everybody, do you know what I mean? But I think there is. I think we're moving to. I don't know. I really embrace everybody should do whatever is good for them, but I am starting to feel a lot of like hatred towards people like, oh no, fuck that kid or bought that kid. That kind of language. I'm like, right, like what if that somebody's that's what someone wants to do with themselves? And I think a lot of people they are not really living in the real world, you know, kind of like painting Halle Bailey to be this kind of like teenager who needs saving. And it's like, firstly, she's rich. And the other thing I thought was interesting is the whole baby daddy thing. Okay, guys, you gotta forgive me because I don't know the full story about him, but I heard that he's a nutter. However, my thing is, she's quite different to a lot of women in the sense that she has money, number one. We have to be honest. She's got money, number one. And number two, the belly is here. The belly is here. Like, the belly is big. So what is she meant to do with the belly now? Appease you guys and
And
make you guys happy?
furthermore, that's who she has chosen. Why the hell does she care or should she care about what we think?
Do you know what, as well?
That's the part that's funny. Like people actually think because we hate him, she should leave him.
Do you think Beyonce cared? She even put his fucking foot in that lemonade video. Do you think she gives a fuck? She said, "You'll like him by force." And are we not managing him?
This is it. This is it.
Another thing I want to say is you guys might not like this. Halle fans might not like this. What if Halle is mad like
Is
DDP?
like him.
Hey, you people don't want to hear the truth. What if Halle is mad and she's just keeping it poised for the Disney bag? You don't know. Oh, it's going to ruin her
We
career.
don't
It's going to
know. We
ruin her
don't know a
career.
thing.
And then it also kind of makes you think how people see pregnancy and children. It's going to ruin her career. It's going to, oh, how come this only black woman? They get in the height of their career and now they're pregnant. They said the same for Ski and they're saying the same for Cardi B. Again,
But
money
look at
is a key.
Cardi B is thriving. Cardi B is actually thriving. And
I
not
can't.
even just Cardi B, even just the average everyday woman. Like, I haven't genuine, like, I'm not even exaggerating, yeah? But I haven't come across like a woman in my personal life where having a child has ruined her life.
No.
Genuinely.
I don't know, Jasmine.
So I don't
It's
know where this rhetoric comes from. I really don't.
I really don't
It's
know,
really,
Jas.
really interesting.
I find it interesting as well. I find it interesting as well. And
But
also, I
I
think
also
what.
find it interesting to see like how it affects the next generation because I feel like they're naturally going to have kids a lot later or maybe just choose not to have kids just because of this sort of idea of, I don't know, kids being bad or why the hell would you want kids? Ew. Do you know what I
But
mean?
and yeah, I know I have sensed a lot from that Gen Z is kind of like, well, the world's burning, so why would I bring a child into this? Fair. But what I will say is a lot of people when you make these kind of statements like, oh, she's ruined her life, she's done this, it's like, are you some of you, okay, maybe you're 20, whatever, you may have friends who are 18, 19, who may have kids, who may be pregnant. what is that? Your friends are seeing your tweets. What is that? What are you saying to your friends, essentially? She's ruined her life. And some of you even say, yeah, she has. But what are you actually saying to your friends?
Yeah.
That she's not going to have a fulfilling life because she had a child young. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people not living in the real world. I'm seeing these statements and it's just, I find it quite uncomfortable when I'm seeing these things. I think a lot of people are living in La La Land.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, if I think about the other side of things, I'm not going to pretend that having a child is easy.
Mm.
At any age, I'll be honest, like, having a child is going to come with changes, responsibilities, even, like, body change, like, changes to your body. What's it called? Like, your life does change in a sense of, like, you're no longer spontaneous, or being spontaneous becomes 100 times harder because you have to pre-plan everything. Like, those kind of things, definitely, like, there are definitely changes that happen, but I feel like the rhetoric that having a child ruins your life is, it's kind of like a scare tactic.
It's awful. Yeah. It's quite strong and it's awful. And again, it's hilarious to me because we live in a world where everyone should be able to do what they want with their bodies. Mm. But when you want to do this one particular thing, it's wrong in a lot of people's eyes.
Yeah. Everyone's got something to say.
And another thing, I remember seeing this TikTok of Chloe and Halle's mum, and she's doing this thing where she touches they both have their eyes closed and they're facing the camera and the mum's behind them, and she touches the head of someone she thinks, like, she'll answer a question and then she touches the person's head. I think one of the questions was, who's going to start a family early? And she picked Halle, and she's younger. So she must know that this is what she wants to do.
Yeah.
For some reason, for you lot, it's not satisfying you. And the thing is, trust me, I get the annoyance of, oh, she's got a shit baby dad, or I don't believe this guy is good enough. I completely get it. But the belly's big. What is she meant to do right now for you lot? I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that somebody is pregnant in the height of, is going to be in the height of the pregnancy, and you lot can spew your hatred so she can see it. And what do they say about black women? 5 times more. But I don't know, Jasmine.
Instead of wishing for a safe and healthy delivery, you're there spewing hate.
Nah.
Yeah, it's sad. It is sad, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for your journey, Vic. I'm so excited.
Thanks, Jazz. I have some other news as well.
Yes.
Because I'm engaged.
I've been gagged waiting for Vic to announce.
I still need to,
you know, when you
socials.
Feel like you're gonna explode. Yeah, have you seen that, you know, that that gif or that meme of the man trying to hold in his laugh or his cry? I don't know what it is, but he's sweating profusely. That's what I felt like.
Yeah, because when you lot came round at the dinner, everyone was like, oh yeah, when you posted, I think you said, your stories. I'm like, God. It's only because I'm not posting the actual pictures, because I was crying like an actual... You know when Molly May cried? When I saw Molly May cry, I said, Molly! Tommy's got this expensive place in Italy for you. Can you cool down so the pictures... No, I understood. I was crying like... I was crying. I was in tears. But yeah, it's with the same guy. So if you guys are wondering, who is it? It's Simon. But yeah, I'm so happy. And went on holiday straight afterwards. So it was really nice. Everything was so beautiful. I think I'm having like the best 2 weeks of my life. Or in a very, very long time, I'd say. Yeah, definitely. Had like amazing birthday with my friends. Wait, got engaged. Then had an amazing birthday dinner with my friends. And then went on holiday with my fiancé. So, yeah, I'm really, really
fiance.
Happy.
Oh my gosh! Just me.
Oh god, I'm gonna cry again. But yeah, I'm really, really happy. Vic. I'm really happy, and it's so funny because
I'm so happy for you guys.
It's so funny because I've told like obviously like people who like my close people, like people in my circle, and it's funny because everybody knows me. So it's like no one's saying, oh, what's the wedding like? Because you guys we've probably had a conversation, so you're not saying that to me. So I'm a little bit nervous to put it out in the universe and then people are going to be like, oh, what's the wedding like? And I'm like, I ain't got no job.
But it will come. Like, you'll figure it out.
But you know what's really funny? I have like this itch to like just go to the registry next year, call it a day, and then be like,
no,
do I really want to do it big? Because a lot of people are saying when you do it, not big, but it's crazy because my wedding list, I already have a wedding list, yes, involves under 100 people. This isn't trad. I don't know if they're actually doing for trad. They said that they would handle it. So, no. But that's under 80 people. But I'm thinking it's still going to look above 25, 30K.
I mean, weddings are a lot. They're a lot of fucking money.
Do like, I not want a bigger house?
Really are.
Because I think I'd prefer a bigger house. I don't know.
You know, anyways, a lot of money. So
that is a worry for another day. But yeah, guys, that is my news, and I'm so happy.
As you should be, honestly. I'm so, so happy for you guys.
Thank you, Jazz. I have my dream ring.
He actually did bits, so I'm not going to lie. He
was like, oh my God, your friends are really complimenting it. I'm so happy. I was like, well, I don't tell you. Yeah. What to do. And I'm so happy that I was literally like, okay, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I want. Because some people, like when we went to what's it, Hatton Garden, like ages ago, and he was like, no, it's really good that both of you came in together. This was years ago. I remember the guy saying to me, it's good that you guys came in together, because some men come in, they have no clue, and they just pick randomly and they have to come back. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really happy. It's what I want. It's like an oval with a gold band. Although you can't really see the gold band. And then, you know, when you don't specify things, I didn't specify like it should be gold, because the ones I've always looked, the claws are gold, but this claw is silver and I really like it a lot better. But yeah, it's just perfect. It's so perfect. And every time I'm under the light, especially when I'm in my bathroom, because I've got like really nice light in there, it sparkles so good. I'm like, nah, this is such an amazing man.
He did bits. He really did.
I'm so happy, guys. But yeah, let's end the podcast. We've been talking.
Talking women. Wow.
Talking.
This was a loose women episode for real.
You guys are the first people I'm telling, so I'll let it go in the podcast first, and then I'll tell Instagram. You don't have the exclusive.
Black girls live in exclusive, guys.
I was gonna say, should we do Big Brother episodes?
I actually really want to, because I actually have a lot to say.
Maybe we should.
But I feel like there's literally like 2 weeks left. Because I was like, I swear back in the day, they used to be in there for like 10 weeks. But this has been more like 6, I think.
Let us know, because we can still do it for like 2 more episodes. I don't mind. We can talk for an hour and just give our thoughts and everything. Because we can still give our thoughts. Maybe we'll talk about next week, the Trisha and Nookie thing. Hey, when I tell you I have thoughts.
Yeah, 100%.
Dylan!
I have a lot to say.
If I see you on the main road, on the highway, or the motorway. No, honestly, black on black crime. Guys, Jasmine sent me this when I was away. And I was like, nah, I had to sit up. Black on black crime. But when they were talking about race before, you were Pim. When they were talking about sexism before, Pim.
Even saying, oh, I don't think we should be having certain conversations in this house. And then he came out with black on black. Sorry. It makes me laugh every time.
No, it makes you so
mainly
sick.
Because it offended Matty so much. Good. I'm like, it's not even you that he's talking about.
Bless him.
Matty was so offended.
He was, and he should be, because it's disgusting. And everybody else didn't agree. In fact, people, Paul and them lot were thinking, yeah, he's been black on black fucking crying. Get him it. Do you know what? When I saw Paul's action, when he said to Nookie, why are you looking at me? Do you know that kind of like unlocked something in my mind?
That was nasty.
It reminded me that I'm tapped, because I think I've told this podcast on before. Told this on the podcast before. I remember when this random white boy at school like kept annoying me. I kept thinking, touching my shoulder, and I twisted his fingers. And he was like, you're weird. I said... I don't know how I could do it. They would have arrested me if I was in the Big Brother house. I think they would have. What do you mean? What am I looking at? And that's where the madness comes out. And this is it. Yeah, this is where they will say mad black woman, because with me, unless I leave that the compound, I'm letting all loose. What do you mean what I'm staring at? I'm gonna look where I wanna look.
No, but that was crazy. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, this can't be real. This can't be real. And then people are gonna turn around and be like, ah, why is Trish getting involved? Da, 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 da. And I respect and rate Trish a lot. But like me and Vic want to speak about next week, I feel like Noki needs to stand up and
stand
up
the fuck up. Nah, bro. Someone shout
quickly.
At, do you think somebody could shout at Jasmine and say, oh, black on black crime? Literally shout at Jasmine and be like, oh, your pussy. Do you, in my presence?
Not even just that. For that
even
to
another
happen,
black woman. No, even another black woman.
Yeah.
And I knew I was the one that voted you.
Exactly.
There's no fucking way.
That's what it is, especially. The fact that I know that it was me that did it. I would have stood up and said, it was me.
And he had
but she couldn't
say,
even do that.
Mm-mm. And he had the guts to say to Trish, oh, because I know you can take it. And then Trish was like, no, I can't. Like,
yeah, I actually can't. Do you know how crazy that is?
Oh, he's sick. He's sick. I'm so sorry. He's actually really, really sick. He's really, really, really sick. And at first I thought, oh, he could be quite funny. No, he's actually sick. And that, what's that little Tom?
Tom. And you know what, yeah?
Get him out.
I know you're sick and tired of when I say this, but my spirit didn't take to him from the beginning.
Mm.
I said, that man, there's something nasty about him. Mm. Nasty. And Jenkin, I don't know how you tricked us, but you came in there. I thought you were going to be a ray of sunshine.
Hmm.
And he's not. He's not.
Mm-mm.
Ah, that whole group. Chanel, stop playing dumb. I know you're smart. She's there saying, oh, there's two moons. Get out of here, man.
Two what? Oh, Jazz, I hated that. That actually made me feel a bit uncomfortable. I was like, no, this is a bit gross. Like, you're actually a big woman. Like, you're actually older than these lot and you're saying there's two moons. Stop that.
I think she thinks this is big, old school Big Brother.
Yeah,
you know, like
we can
where
go
people.
Viral.
Yeah, you can go viral for
not
for pretending
that.
To be dumb. Nah, it's not going to work on me.
Not for that, actually, no. Anyways, we'll talk about next week because this episode's getting too long. But yeah, yes. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. Catch That Black Girls Living, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Yeah, and catch us next week.
Well, all right, bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.